Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Time now for this week's Artery segment, when we talk to artists, critics, and performers about events in and around town that are exciting them.
Don't be slow.
No, don't miss that last train to Clarksville. Before Backstreet Boys, before New Kids, there were the Monkees. The made-for-TV rock band hit the air and the pop charts in the mid-60s, and I have to admit, I was a big fan back in the day.
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
The late Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Peter Tork, and of course, Michael Nesmith. After the Monkees broke up in 1970, Nesmith recorded a string of solo albums, and this Saturday he comes to the Somerville Theater on his first solo tour in nearly 21 years. Boston Globe arts reporter Jeff Edgers is with us. And Jeff, who knew that you were a Mike Nesmith fan?
Yeah, do not call him Mike. Let's just get that out of the way. It's Michael Nesmith or Nez to
Nez.
You.
Okay. So, Jeff, Michael Nesmith had a pretty interesting solo career after departing the Monkees and did some significant songwriting. Before we talk about him, let's listen to one of his songs. Here he is singing Different Drum.
Well, you and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Can't you tell by the way I'm wrong? Every time you make eyes at me. Yes, you cry and moan and say it'll work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
So what do you like about Nez, about his music?
Well, he's an impeccable songwriter. He's had more than a dozen records, and they're all pretty solid to me, and some are just fantastic. I feel like he invented country rock.
And I'm not saying that you ain't pretty. All I'm saying is that I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on me.
You know, after he got out of the Monkees, he had a ton of money, and he had some ideas, and he had not been able to record all his songs, so he hired this amazing band of musicians who could play rock, but with a little twang, you know, Red Rhodes on the pedal steel, and he recorded these records, which are just fantastic. And to me, they're so much like Nesmith himself. They're very, like, organic, but they're also kind of pompous and obnoxious in their in their own way. They're like sort of show-offy, but the songwriting is just real catchy, just great music.
Well, we have another song by Mike Nesmith. This one's called Grand Ennui. Let's listen.
I was overland touring in my new Ferrari at just about 110. I was on my way home from a sophisticated party where I got a little drunk on gin. And as the headlights cast a glow on, inside of me, you said you lost the light. Now you're moving through the night, running from the grand ennui.
So, of the four original Monkees, I remember that Mike Nesmith was always talked about as the guy who really had it all. And I want to read something that you wrote a while ago about Mike Nesmith, if you don't mind. The news media, it's true, sticks to Nesmith's monkeyness like gum on a go-go boot. Never mind that he helped invent MTV and country rock, that he published a novel, pioneered a home video distribution business, that he cut 13 albums and produced a cult film classic like Repo Man. So talented guy.
Absolutely. And, you know, part of it is the Monkees were such an incredible popular sensation that it's hard for people to overlook that. And a lot of the stuff you just told me about, some of it is behind the scenes. Some of it is not as big. Some of it's kind of avant-garde almost in its own way. And meanwhile, he's got this thing that occurred in his lifespan, sort of in high school, you know, we can say, that was just giant. You know, number one records, huge tours, hit television show.
Yeah.
So it's hard for people to see past that.
Yeah. Now, that line that I read actually came from an article that you wrote back in 2000 when you went down to his ranch near Santa Fe, New Mexico, to write about his philanthropic work and an event that he does every couple of years called Council on Ideas. What's that about?
That, I mean, what a nightmare that was for me, because I think it's a really good story, but it ruined our relationship.
And Nez are on the outs?
I don't even know how to describe it anymore. I was a fan. I wrote to him. I begged him to let me into this thing. It's called the Council on Ideas. And in a nutshell, Nesmith, not only from the Monkees, but his mother invented liquid paper, really. So he had all this money, and what he'd do is every couple years he'd have the greatest thinkers of our time gather in a room and come up with the most important issue of our time. And there was no media allowed, but I kept begging. I said, this is such a great story. Let me in. And he finally let me in. He wouldn't let me in the room with these people. Let me tell you who these people were. Stanley Karnow, Pulitzer Prize-winning Vietnam-era journalist. Anna Roosevelt, one of the Roosevelts, a MacArthur Award-winning anthropologist. Nikki Giovanni, famous African-American, like, 60s poet. You know, all these people gathered in this room, and basically what happened is after a half an hour, they decided they didn't like each other. Like, Karnow's didn't wear any socks, and his cigarettes smelled bad, and, you know. But the way I was allowed to cover it is, Nesmith, after day, said, hey, you know what? We got this chair right outside the room, and every once in a while, they need, like, some water or a pencil, and you can kind of hear stuff from that chair. So we'll let you sit there for a little while. And so that's how I started covering it. And I loved, I mean, it was a great experience. The problem is I had to write this damn story, which I don't think he liked very much.
Well, based on what you just told me, I think I have an inkling why. But anyway, we got to get back to the Monkees.
Yeah.
Because Mike Nesmith, to me, is going to always be the guy with the woolen hat and the weird long sideburns. And in fact, while you were at the ranch, you got to ask him how he felt about being always identified with the Monkees. What did he tell you?
Well, I'll just read you the section. Me, how do you feel about being identified with the Monkees? Nesmith, silence. I don't understand the question. Me, how do you feel about the way that you're identified with the Monkees? Nesmith, pause. I sort of don't think about it all. People identify me in all kinds of ways. Maybe I should have been kinder about it and said it was going to come off like that, but it's what he said. But, you know, now I'm reading these interviews he's doing for his upcoming tour, and he seems to be more at peace with it, you know, seems to be acknowledging that it was a cultural phenomenon that you can't deny. But, you know, also, he's only playing one song from the Monkees era, and it ain't, you know, Last Train to Clarksville. You know, I think he feels like it's part of his past and just one thing. You know, he's acknowledged it, but you always get the feeling it's sort of begrudgingly.
Well, Mike Nesmith is going to be...
No. Michael Nesmith.
Sorry, Jeff. Michael Nesmith is going to be performing Saturday at the Somerville Theater. And Jeff Edgers, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And I think we have to go out on this song by the Monkees, I'm a Believer.
That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Jeff Edgers is an arts reporter at the Boston Globe. You can find a lot more arts and culture news on WBUR's new Artery website. That's artery.wbur.org.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. I'm a Believer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.